Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. What up? It's A-Wide, live and local here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, recapping all the football action from the weekend, live from Capitol Ale House. Come on down, grab a beer, and check out the show. Joining us right now for his Monday appearance, it's Hokie Steve as we talk all things college football on University Drive.
Let's go to University Drive. Scores, rivalries, rankings, all the college football in the state of Virginia. We'll follow the action all season long.
Oh, yeah!
University Drive on AWOD Radio.
All right, Steve, I want to start with what I thought was the game of the season. And I think you got to see it. Ole Miss, Georgia.
Not only did I get to see it, I got to see it live and in person from Sanford Stadium. Great atmosphere. I mean, off the charts. And I knew that. We all knew that going in.
What had you heard about that stadium?
Well, I've been to that's the first time I've ever been to a game there, and I've been to the stadium. I mean, it's 92,000 plus, and
right.
it is every bit of 92,000 plus. Again, it's SEC football. It is, you know, they run that little commercial still that pisses everybody off. It just means more. But, again, it just means more. And, you know, you had 92,000 – LSU, Ole Miss had about 8,000 or 9,000 people there too. I mean, it was a huge game, and it was back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Just a great day, a great atmosphere, arguably, you know, by far the best game of the season, and I'm just happy that I got a chance to go to it.
Yeah, and a wild fourth quarter in which Georgia scores 17 points unanswered to come from behind and win by 8. And yet, I don't think it ruined Ole Miss's season.
Absolutely not. I mean, if the season ended today, they're solidly in the college football playoff. Lane Kiffin is doing a great job. I mean, I really thought when they opened up the second half with that 75-yard touchdown pass, I said, this might be Lane's day. And, you know, Lane's kind of like the James Franklin of the SEC. He can't get that signature win. And I really thought the Rebels had a shot to get it. But, you know, Kirby Smart's known for defense, and Georgia played great defense when they had to have it, and they had to have it in the fourth quarter, and they got it.
Yeah. They said on the broadcast, Gunnar Stockton was playing like a quarterback that had just gotten his starting job, and I think that was right. And then something clicked
there. He made the plays they had to have in the fourth quarter, like I said.
But they were kind of talking about, like, earlier this season. Like, he had played like a guy like, oh, I'm getting my opportunity. I better not make a mistake.
Right.
This game, he did force it into tight windows. Right, he did play like a guy that's you know, willing to risk it.
But they made the play. You know, he made the plays when they had to have it. Like I said, no, I don't think Ole Miss punted until the fourth quarter. They were straight
seven
down
plays,
yeah.
Five drives, seven touchdowns,
yep.
And they had 35 points.
Yep, I mean,
yet Georgia had 33.
Yeah.
So it's like this came down to Ole Miss's defense couldn't get stops.
This is what, you know, they could not get that stop that they had to. You know, when they were up, I think it was 35-26 when Georgia scored, went for two and didn't get it, and they had a chance to increase that lead to 38-26 or 42. They could not do it, and that's when Georgia's defense stepped up and was huge, really huge in that fourth quarter.
Yeah, I mean, Georgia's defense gives up 35 points and then all of a sudden gets back-to-back stops when they need it most. There was another awesome game, Tennessee-Alabama.
Right.
And Roll Tide now up to 6-1 and 4-0 in the SEC.
I mean, remember all those people calling for Kalen DeBoer's job?
After I was
the,
one of them.
After the FSU game?
Yeah.
All right. Look at the Tide now.
Yeah.
I mean, there, you know, unless, you know, again, I looked at today, because I knew I was coming on with you, looked at who plays who the rest of the season, and we'll get into the ACC after the break, but right now it looks like Alabama-Georgia will play in the SEC championship game.
Yeah, and yet, though, Alabama's still got to get past LSU and Oklahoma. The SEC, it's so exciting because every single week there's like four or five just awesome matchups.
I mean, Alabama's in right now, Georgia's in right now, Ole Miss is in right now, A&M's in right now. I mean, if Miami loses, you know, we talked about that. They've got a shot to get five teams in. They've got a shot. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but they've got a shot.
My hot take is that A&M's not that good. They're 7-0. They're 4-0 in the conference. Barely got by Arkansas. I thought Florida put up a fight with them. All right, I'll give them the credit for the Notre Dame win, but I see them losing
right
to LSU.
Now.
I see them maybe losing to Missouri and losing to Texas.
Where's that Missouri game?
That game is at Missouri.
Yeah. You know, Missouri's in the mix, too. I mean, you've got three other teams on the outside looking in that are all SEC teams. Vanderbilt, believe it or not, Oklahoma and Missouri are all right there on the first, you know, on that group of the first four or five teams out of the college football playoff.
You know, speaking of college football playoffs, I know you have prepared a 12-team college football playoff predictor. I've got mine in front of me here. I'd love to hear your 12, Steve.
All right. So, like I said, in the SEC, I just said Bama, Georgia, Ole Miss, Texas A&M. Right now, the Big Ten, I've got Ohio State, Indiana, and Oregon. In the Big 12, I've got Texas Tech, not BYU, because BYU's got to go to Texas Tech on November the 8th, and they've also got Cincinnati at Cincinnati, which is the Bearcats are 6-1 on the 22nd of November. My G5 team right now is South Florida, but they've got a big one this weekend. They got Memphis at Memphis, and that's an elimination game right there for one of those two teams. And then you've got I got Georgia Tech winning the ACC. They could be playing Virginia, believe it or not, Miami. But if Miami runs a table and goes 11-1, I think the Canes sneak in because they'll be in the top five or six at that point.
So let's go through the conferences. SEC, you're predicting 4.
Correct.
I can see 5. In fact, I'm pretty confident they're going to get 5 because they're so good at the top. I mean, I just...
Well, that's what I'm saying. Right now, they're the teams, you know, on the first teams out mm-hmm. of that group. They've got 3 of the top 4.
Right.
So,
but you're only going with 4 right now.
Right now, I'm going with 4.
I'm going to tell you right now, they're going to get 5.
Okay.
All right. Let's go to Big Ten.
I've got 3.
You've got three.
Ohio State, Indiana, and Oregon.
And now, last year, did they get 4 from the Big Ten?
They
correct?
Did, but there's a big drop off after those 3.
There is. We'll see how Michigan closes out the season because that's the interesting one right there, I feel like. If they can beat Ohio State.
And they host them at Ann Arbor, so right. They do have them at Ann Arbor.
And I feel like their young quarterback's starting to get it together. But I'm going to say 4 Big Ten teams will get in. Again,
okay. You're
going with 3.
Well, that's 9 right there.
Yeah.
For you.
I've got only 1 ACC team. You're going with 2 if Miami sneaks in.
Right now, with the Canes being with the 1 loss and because they did not drop out of the top 10 – and they've got to run the table, no doubt about it. And they've got a huge game next week at SMU. But and then if they go 11-1 and they're on the outside, look, if they get to the ACC championship and win it, obviously they're in. But I think Georgia Tech runs the table. They're solidly an 8-0 ACC team. They'll be one of the teams in Charlotte. And then it just comes down to what Virginia and what SMU might do.
Yeah. And then maybe one of those 1-loss teams could sneak in there.
Louisville right now is 2-1 in the ACC and 5-1 overall.
If teams start botching it like how Miami botched it.
Right.
But your opinion, from what you've seen in the non-conference, does the ACC deserve 2 teams?
No.
Yeah.
No, but again, and I'm just predicting out what I think might happen. I think Miami would get in. Again, we can talk about, you know, who deserves how many teams all day long. I think an 11-1 Miami team with a win over Notre Dame, who I think is, you know.
I think Notre Dame can sneak in, too.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I've got 4 in the SEC, 3 in the Big Ten, 2 in the ACC, 1 Big 12, Notre Dame and USF
yeah.
right now.
It's going to be interesting. It's going to be very interesting.
It's great. And again, I mean, it took us a long time to get here, right? We were looking at, for the longest time, one versus two and all that with the BCS. But, you know, this is why college football is great. And every Saturday is a great day.
Yeah, absolutely. And you look ahead to next week, Ole Miss, Oklahoma. Is that an elimination game for Oklahoma?
Probably, yeah, probably.
Because I think
so.
Ole Miss could lose that game and still climb back in.
They are really good. I came away even more impressed with what Lane Kiffin has done down there, and he is obviously, and you know, this is a whole other subject about, you know, Florida's going to make a huge play for him with their job opening, but Lane Kiffin is doing a really good job at Ole Miss, and that's a really good football team with a great offense.
So LSU got Diego Pavia.
Yep.
Everybody gets Diego Pavia, it seems, at one point. Is LSU done? Or can they climb back in with two top five opponents next 2 weeks, Texas A&M and Alabama, and then they close the season against Oklahoma?
I think LSU's done. I really do.
See, I think it all comes down to your top 25 wins in the SEC, and because of that, I don't think anybody with two losses is done. I don't even think Tennessee's done. Like, I think LSU, because you could have statement wins, and then the committee's going to look at that, and everybody gets recency bias, right? We get to December, and you're like, oh, wow, you just beat Oklahoma?
Look, have you looked at Vanderbilt's schedule?
No.
They host Missouri this weekend at Nashville.
Yeah.
All right, I can see them winning that game. Then they go to Texas, and that's the question is, which Arch Manning shows up that day, okay?
Yeah.
If they can somehow pull off that game, they got Auburn and Kentucky, and those are probably two wins right there. Then they got to go to Tennessee.
Right. But you just mentioned Texas.
Yeah.
They're not out of it at all.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, the way they're playing right now, I'm not a huge believer in the Longhorns.
But of all the teams that have opportunities, Texas might have the best, given the fact Vanderbilt, Georgia, and A&M to close out the year. I said this last week. If Texas ends the season on a six-game win streak, everyone's going to forget about the Ohio State loss and the Florida loss, and you're going to be saying hook them into the college football playoffs.
All right, we'll see. I mean, we're talking about nothing but SEC teams.
Yeah.
You would put 10 teams in, right? Put 10 teams in the SEC in the playoff.
I mean, I'm an SEC hater in basketball. In football, it means more.
Yeah.
I know you hate that.
It does. I mean, again, if you haven't been to an SEC game, and that is now my seventh SEC. I'm trying to go down the list of attending at least one game at every SEC school.
Which of the ones have you been to? Rapid fire. Name a few.
LSU, Arkansas, Vanderbilt, South Carolina, Georgia, Texas A&M, and
not Tennessee yet.
I've been to Tennessee. Auburn. Those are my seven.
Nice.
So.
All right. So we've done a lot of SEC talk here.
Yeah.
Let's get to the ACC.
Is it basketball season? Yeah. That's what I want to know.
Well, VCU played a game against Villanova over the weekend and lost. We're going to take a quick commercial break. You're listening to AWOD and Hokie Steve live from Capital Ale House here in Innsbruck. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to 8WOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, and we are broadcasting live from Capitol Ale House here in Innsbruck. Come on down, grab a beer, and check out the show as we go around the ACC covering the Coastal here on 8WOD Radio with Hokie Steve, who joins us from the Dean Mercer Rug Cleaning Hot Seat. So we'll start with UVA.
All right.
They kind of pulled one out of their rear end
yeah.
with that win, huh?
Yeah. You know, I'm following. I'm actually driving back from Athens to Atlanta, where I stayed Saturday night, and saw they were down like 17-7, I think.
It was a 10-point deficit.
Yeah, it was a 10-point deficit. I'm like, wow, you know, I didn't expect Washington. Although Washington State went down and gave Ole Miss a pretty good game the week before, so I guess not a total surprise. But when I found out that they won by on a safety, you know, late in the fourth quarter, hey, you know, so far, you know, hats off to Tony Elliott and what those guys are doing. They're undefeated in the league. They're 6-1 overall, and they've got Carolina. They're at Chapel Hill for Saturday. And then it gets it. They've got to go to Cal, and Cal's 5-2. I think they're the worst 5-2 team in the country. And they have all that game at Duke is a huge game for them coming up in November.
UVA got the win, and you could say it was lucky with the safety and the comeback there in the fourth quarter, down 20-10.
Yeah.
Touchdown throw by Morris, and then the field goal right. But you know what good teams do?
They find a way to win.
Not just that, but they run the clock out.
Well, true.
After the safety, Washington State could have easily gotten a three and out, gotten the ball back, gotten a field goal range, and won at the buzzer. But they went six plays, picked up that one first down, and ran the clock out and got to victory formation. That's what good football teams do.
Yeah.
When everybody in America knows where you're running and you're still able to get 10 yards.
Yeah, if you can run the football, you know, you're definitely going to – you got to me, you got to be balanced. But if you can run the football when you have to run the football in the fourth quarter, you're going to win a lot of games.
So Virginia Tech hosts Cal from Lane Stadium in Blacksburg, Virginia.
Friday night.
Some Friday night lights. And let me just say, Friday nights in the ACC have been fantastic football.
That Canes-Cards game on Friday night was pretty good, huh?
UVA game against FSU.
UVA game against FSU.
I kind of clowned on the ACC making Friday night their night, their premier night. But it's worked out because there are eyeballs on the ACC.
Right.
And it's been really good football.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll see. I think, you know, I'm always a big believer when a team travels 3,000 miles, you got a huge advantage when they're coming to your place. So if the Hokies got one victory left in them, I think this is the one that they got to get.
Well, but also, look, you could have a lot of people that might have entered the transfer portal or might have been out when the coach left. I think the backups are more talented than what's Cal's got going on right now.
Like I said, this is a winnable game, I think, for the Hokies. They're actually favored in this game, I believe, by 4.5.
Three and a half now.
So, yeah. We'll see. The transfer portal hasn't been as destructive to the Virginia Tech roster as I thought it was going to be. You know, we talked about that a couple weeks ago. We thought a lot of people would leave, and I think to date maybe four guys have left, something like that. Christian Ellis left, I believe, the last one to leave. So it hasn't been as damaging as I thought it was going to be. With the week off, we'll see. You know, the Georgia Tech game, they were in it, they were out of it, then they were back in it, then they were quickly out of it. So we'll see. We'll see Friday night. It'll be, you know, again, hats off to the Hokie Nation. They continue to show up regardless of what's going on. So it should be a good crowd Friday night, and the weather's going to be a little cold. So it's going to be hopefully a good night for the home team.
Speaking of Friday night, so UVA has North Carolina. I watched Chapel Bill against Cal. I wish I hadn't watched. It was such an ugly game late Friday night.
Right.
Cal got the win,
right.
21-18. So I'm picking Virginia to win easily here, even though they're on the road.
Yeah, they went down, if you remember, they went down there, was it last year or two years ago, and upset North Carolina when two years ago when North Carolina was in the top 10. And, I expect them to go down to Chapel Hill and win this game easily.
Syracuse at Georgia Tech. Roll Yellow Jackets.
The Jackets have got a great schedule. They're 7-0 overall. They're 4-0 in the ACC. They've got Syracuse, NC State, at NC State, at BC, and Pitt.
Yeah. NC State game is going to be the tricky one, I feel like. C.J. Bailey's pretty good.
He's very inconsistent. Yeah. He's very inconsistent, and we'll see what happens. But that schedule sets up nicely for the Jackets, and would not surprise me to see Georgia take 8-0. Even with the loss, if they lose to Georgia at the end of the regular season, they're still undefeated in the ACC, and they would most likely be one of the two teams in Charlotte, because Virginia's still undefeated, and so is SMU right now.
Yeah, I think if you're a fan of the conference like Okie Steve and you want two teams in, you need Georgia Tech to roll the table in the ACC.
Yep.
They can lose to Georgia, I think, and they'd still be in. And then I think the winner of the ACC title game would get in also, and that could be Virginia, could be SMU, could be Miami.
Yeah, I mean,
still
that's
up
another
for grabs, but that's the scenario I think you're looking for.
That's another scenario if Georgia Tech, you know, goes 11-1 with that one lone loss being to UGA, and then they even if they don't, you know, if they, for whatever reason.
I don't think
reason,
you can penalize a team for getting to the conference championship and losing. Right? Like, that was the rule about SMU last
right,
year, right?
I understand.
He got to that game, didn't look good against Clemson, but still got into the playoffs.
Well, then you got to look at, you know, who lost to who. If Georgia Tech goes 11-1, gets to the ACC championship game and loses, then they've got two losses. But one of the losses is to Georgia.
Right.
What does Virginia do? What does SMU? What does Miami do? Then it gets into, you know, how pretty of a loss and all that kind of stuff. So,
yep.
Who knows? We got a lot of football.
SMU, though, still has not lost an ACC game in 2.5 seasons here. Kevin Jennings is starting to get some momentum there at quarterback SMU. And they are at Wake. I think they'll win that one.
The two big ones, like we said, and they got them both in Dallas, are Miami and Louisville in two of the next 4 weeks.
NC State at Pitt, that'll be a good one there. I'd probably pick Pitt to come back and win that one. Stanford, Miami, and then Boston College, Louisville close out the slate.
And Duke and Clemson this weekend too, I believe, is the other game. So,
did I skip that one? That might not be next week.
I'm sorry, that's 2 weeks away. That's 2 weeks away. So. Yeah. Again, you still got a lot of football left in the ACC. You know, right now the Jackets look really good at 4-0, 7-0 overall. But, you know, Virginia's undefeated, and so is SMU. Miami's just got the one loss to Louisville, and the Cards just have the one loss to UVA.
So let's get to the Hokies here. So you had the week off, so can't be a miserable Monday for you.
With the Hokies off and the Ravens off, it was a great weekend for me.
Yeah, but what do you think is going on in Blacksburg this week in terms of the coaching search?
That's a great question. You know, obviously the coaching search committee, they all signed NDAs. I know you probably talked about that. So I don't know. There's not a whole lot of news coming out of Blacksburg for that. They basically shut down any and all information. I still think that.
When would you guess a hire gets made?
Hopefully, as soon as the regular season's over.
I think it has to happen before the end of the college football playoffs.
Oh, absolutely. We need a guy to come in there. Not only before the college football playoff, you need a guy to come in there in December and get ready to start banging on the portal, get ready to look and see who's going to be available. You need a guy coming in there. To me, it's got to happen a lot earlier than that.
Tell me why Virginia Tech fans should get to know the name Manny Diaz a little bit.
All right, here's a guy who's coached a couple years at Duke. He coached 3 years at Miami before that, right? He also coached at Penn State under James Franklin, most recently when he was the defensive coordinator.
They're not going to want to hear that part.
Well,
going right back to the James Franklin.
But again, he's not. You know, he's 24-13 in the ACC.
Yeah.
In his 5 years coaching, 3 with Miami and the last 2 with Duke. 24-13 is pretty good in the conference. He's young. He's 51. I think he's done some really impressive things. I'm looking at it as guys continue to get let go, Billy Napier most recently. Where does Virginia Tech fall in that pecking order? You know, right now it's Penn State 1, or is it Florida 1? I mean, both of those are really attractive jobs.
Yeah, I kind of think Penn State's 1, Florida's 2.
Right, so what happens if Mike Norvell gets fired? Where does Florida State go in there? I'm telling you, the Cajuns are mad as hell.
Well, that's
Brian Kelly. He may be gone.
Right. Well, so, but you got a head start by firing Price so early.
Right.
But you kind of have done nothing with it.
Well, unless you're not going to be able to hire, you know, behind the scenes, you can't go out and hire a coach that is currently coaching.
But what do you do if look, Mark Stoops is your guy, right? And you're like, all right, well, we're going to let this season play out. But then, like you said, well, then Florida calls because they like what he's done in the SEC.
Right.
Right? I mean, Penn State, like these, as more openings happen, the Hokies fall down the list. You have to admit that.
Certain openings happen. You're right. I mean, where does Oklahoma State fall in this mix? And again,
I think Virginia Tech's a better job than that.
I agree with that.
LSU becomes an opening way bigger than Virginia Tech.
Well, I would argue and say Florida State's a better job than Virginia Tech right now. So,
and I think Norvell is cooked. I think he's toasted. You can't – two seasons in a row of embarrassment at Florida State does not happen.
They are 0-4 2 years in a row now to start the season. I know that, you know, and this is coming off a year – 2 years ago – 2 years ago they were 13-0, right?
Yeah.
It's crazy what's been happening down in Tallahassee. I will say that, the Hokies, they've got to be aggressive in this deal because, again, as more coaches get added to the list, especially with the high profile – with FSU a possibility, I'm going to tell you that the LSU job, if Brian Kelly loses a couple more games, they're going to get it could get more ugly down there.
Yeah.
So then you start throwing all these other teams in the mix, it's going to get very hard to go after. If you had a top two or top three, all of a sudden, what about Dan Mullen? I still love Dan Mullen as a possibility, but Dan Mullen's not going back to Florida. I'm not worried about that. But what if he wants to go? He's a Pennsylvania. He's a New Jersey guy. What if he wants to go to Penn State? What if Penn State have, So, again, who knows? I mean, it's crazy. It's getting crazier by the day, and we'll see what happens.
I'm hearing a lot of Mark Stoops. I've seen him in a lot of message boards, and I've actually had a few people reach out to me that said that they have a source. They don't really know anything, but Stoops' name has been mentioned a lot. It's funny. Virginia Tech lost its basketball coach to Kentucky.
Right.
That's a basketball school. So I'll ask you now, is Virginia Tech football a better coaching destination than Kentucky football?
A little biased here, but I'm going to say yeah.
Why?
Why? Because Virginia Tech's a football school. I think that's a huge deal, and I think Virginia Tech is getting ready to bring in SEC-type money to try to get this thing turned around. So at the end of the day, do you want to be a football coach at a basketball school, or do you want to be a football coach at a football school? And I think Mark Stoops, we'll see what happens with Kentucky. But
do you think he would leave his current job for Virginia Tech? And if he gets fired, would you even want him to come to Virginia Tech?
If the money's right, listen, Lane Kiffin will leave Ole Miss. It's not a possibility, but if a certain job comes open, I mean, I've heard he has infatuations with returning or going down to Florida. So I think Mark Stoops would be a great candidate. There's some other great candidates in there as well. And it's just going to get really interesting, like I said, as this thing goes on. If FSU, they've come out and said, hey, we're behind Mike Norvell, but that's only as good as till your next game. So we'll see. This thing has gotten crazier. Like I said, this thing has gotten crazier by the moment.
Yep. Steve, thanks for stopping by, man. It's always fun.
Anytime.
You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
Here we go, third and goal to five. You can hear the crowd. They're waving their white towels here at AT&T Stadium. Third and goal. Jaden's got Jeremy McNichols to his right. Two wide receivers to the left. Looks that way. Scans back. Running out of time. Dancing. Throws back to the end zone. Wide open at the goal line. It is caught. Touchdown. Touchdown, Washington. Zach Ertz.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on The Fan. Richmond's home for the Washington Commanders. You can hear every game, 9:10 a.m., 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. It is a Misery Monday as we broadcast live from Capitol Ale House here in Innsbruck. It's also Burger Night, back like it never left. Mondays, get a cheeseburger for $2.95 or add bacon and beer cheese like I like to do for $3.95. So John Keim was on the Junkies this morning and gave his take on Jaden's status. Let's take a listen.
JD goes out, didn't look good when he's on the ground holding the leg. Limped off, went to the tent, and then, he's jogging around a little bit. Didn't look like, and you said, you reported he was not limping in the locker room, but
Right. Hamstrings
are no joke. They're not going to mess around. What's your thought on that?
So he'll get the MRI today. We know he wanted to go back in. Dan Quinn said that. And again, even Jalen Lane said when we talked to him after that, he looked good basically walking around the locker room. But what that means, I don't know. If you've ever had a hamstring, you can still walk. It's just, you know, do you feel something? Because if you do, then it's going to be tough to play. But we'll know. I'd say we know more later today, but I don't know that we will, because we always say that, and then it's like we'll get an update Wednesday, then on Wednesday we'll get an update Friday.
Uh-huh.
So I don't, you know, but I think it certainly sounds like there's a chance. And here's another thing, too. Like, after the game, the quarterbacks always talk. And he was going to talk to the media, which would be a good sign for somebody in this situation. But then they kind of nixed that. And I think my guess would be because, like, you don't want to go up there and say something without knowing really what's going on with your hamstring. So that, you know, so he'll have that MRI today and we'll hopefully know a little bit more.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a situation where he's going to feel one way. And the MRI, though, may indicate a little more than how he feels. And it's going to be in the exact same boat he was in a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, very
it's really frustrating.
And
we don't know how this thing is going to play out, but I know it didn't look good. He's already dealing with an injury on the other side. His legs are his most important factor. This guy can throw the ball downfield. He's accurate. He's got a good deep ball. But the legs are the reason he was the Heisman Trophy winner. The legs, 851 yards on the ground, the reason he was the Rookie of the Year. The legs are his difference maker. It's his X factor. It's how he gets the offense going. Whenever they're struggling, Jaden gets off and running, and all of a sudden they start winning games. Is he going to be able to recover from a hamstring injury in less than a week? I don't think so. Joe Theismann went on J.P. Finley today on B. Mitch and Finley and said, quote, if he pulled his hamstring, then there's no way he should play this week. The worst thing that could happen is getting him on the field too soon. And then part of me deep down is like, well, the season's over. Like, why would you bring him back? Why would you rush him back? The season's over. That's where I'm at. Stub, Jeremy, can you bring me out of this? Is there any reason to play him? Can Jaden Daniels come back hobbled and win a game in Kansas City against Patrick Mahomes? Like, we should be thinking about the future of this franchise, the future of Jaden Daniels. And if we were cautious with a knee injury and we held him out already for multiple games, are we really going to bring him back 7 days later for a Monday night football game? It just kind of seems stupid.
I think it's stupid, too. I'm still not saying we're out of it. Any given Sunday, we're 3-4, right? We're not even close to mathematically eliminated yet. But if it's a pulled thing and we can't play him, I do think I am scaling more towards preserving Jaden than winning football games at this point. I think it's close to over, but it's not fully.
The frustrating thing is when the schedule came out, I said, we've got to get off to a good start this season. We have to get to 4-3 at the least. I even found a scenario in which I thought we could win the first 7 games, right? 6-1 or 5-2. But here we are below 500. And the schedule's just, it's daunting. It's a nightmare. It's October and it's spooky. It's scary. With Kansas City coming off a 31-0 butt whooping of Vegas. And then Seattle's been awesome. They got a good defense and an offense that can really move the ball. Jackson Smith and Jigba, I can just see him torching our secondary. And then it's Detroit. And once again, I feel like Detroit, the team, the organization, that fan base, has had that game circled for almost a year now since we took it to them in their house. Then Miami and Madrid. Who knows what's going to happen there? It's going to be a bunch of field goals, probably. It's going to be football. And then Denver on Sunday night. They just had the most insane comeback in the NFL. Then it's Minnesota. Who's going to be healthy by then? New York, Philly, Dallas, Philly. I see two games that I would pick us to win. Two games that I would pick us to win. The schedule is just a nightmare. And the season has just unraveled. And it feels like it's spiraling out of control. And maybe the only thing that can save it is Jaden Daniels. But even Jaden Daniels can't put the cape on and do it all himself. He needs somebody to catch the ball on the other end. And we're not going to win games with Robbie Chosen Anderson as wide receiver number one. That ain't happening. Here's Doc Walker, who laid into the Commanders for accountability on his segment with Linnell Willingham.
The number one problem with this team is accountability. Lack thereof. Say you're going to do something, just go do it. They call the defense, run it. It's not that complicated. They're complicating it. people running in each everybody like Larry Moe and the Three Stooges. It's happening every week or secondary. Come on, man. It's a clown show.
But my
tighten
thing,
your
and
belt
I agree
up or put some new people in.
That's
if
my
you
thing.
Fail, if you fail, you shouldn't have the same 11 running out there every week. If you do that, that's on you.
Yeah.
Because you tell me you didn't pick people that can fortify your unit? None of your backups can play? Slim, if that's the case, you in for a long season.
Yeah.
Because you're long in the tooth.
It's time we make changes. It starts with Marshawn Lattimore out. I'm making a change. I don't like what Josh Connerly's doing on the right tackle. Maybe that's just me. Stubb, let's reach out to Mitch Tischer. He's the O-line specialist. We'll get him on the show later this week. See if I'm seeing something different. I see Josh Connerly getting burnt almost every time we take a sack. I'm making those two changes. I've already told you, I don't think Bill's been the same since he started fumbling. I'm going more with McNichols. What are we going to do at wide receiver? Something's got to change there. Stop him, Chris Moore, run so many routes. Let's give Jalen Lane an opportunity on the outside. They started to play less Frankie Louvu in coverage. I think we've gotten to the point now where you need zero Frankie Louvu in coverage. Put his hand in the dirt. He went from last year being like a combo linebacker edge rusher that was one of the best in the league to a guy he's like unplayable right now. Like, you put him in space, he's getting burnt and can't make a tackle. You put his hand in the dirt, and he's not as big as strong as Dorrance Armstrong or Jacob Martin. He's taking a massive step back this season. A huge step back. Bobby Wagner looks slow. Daron Payne's been good. That's about it. Johnny Newton's losing snaps to guys like Sheldon Day. What? He's a practice squatter. You were a second-round pick. I'm so confused. I don't see it getting better from here. I'm sorry. If you're listening to this show and you wanted me to make your day, make you feel better about that loss, it's the wrong show for you. That's what happens when you get your ass beat by our arch rivals, and they're laughing and smoking and joking with us and just destroying us. I mean, they clobbered us. They probably could have scored 60 if they kept playing their guys. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan. Close out the show by previewing the two Monday Night Football games plus a Game 7 in Major League Baseball. If you're a Commanders fan and you want to chime in, it's 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most football in town. We got the 804 broadcast game of the week in high school football. Gary Hess, Gary Criswell on the calls for that one. I think we're going to get Gary Hess back for this Friday night. College football, you're home for the Hokies and the Hoos. If you want more UVA athletics, Who's Talking 6 p.m. here on 910 The Fan and the Commanders in the NFL. And I did want to mention, as much as this is a misery Monday for the Commanders, it's a victory Monday for UVA. And what they've done in football this season is so exciting. Tony Elliott's got the program going in the right direction now. I think it started with transfer portal quarterback Chandler Morris, who's just been a gunslinger. I mean, I love the way he sprays the ball up all the way around the field. You have to talk about like Jamari Taylor and the way they've been able to run the ball. The offensive line's stepped up. The defense has been much better. And we're talking about a legit chance to make the college football playoffs, Stubb. I know you are a Virginia Tech alum. Your dad went to UVA, though, and we are at 14% right now in terms of the all-state playoff predictor that UVA would get into the college football playoffs. They need to win at Cal. They need to win when they host Wake Forest, and they got to win at Duke for sure. And get to the ACC championship game. I think they could lose that one and still get in. I would actually go a lot higher than 14% for UVA. I'd probably say 25% chance right now. I mean, Miami blowing that game to Louisville, and they blew it with four interceptions thrown by Carson Beck. He threw a fifth, Stubb, but it was called back for pass interference. Miami blowing that game opens the door wide open for UVA, and I think they are in the driver's seat behind Georgia Tech. And if the ACC championship game in Charlotte is Georgia Tech versus Virginia, I think that both those teams are into the college football playoffs. And, I mean, this is just insane to talk about here with UVA. But if they keep winning games, that percentage is going to go up and up and up, and the excitement level in that program is going to go higher, higher, higher. And it's been really cool to follow them this season. And so did want to mention it is a victory Monday for UVA. We close out the show every day by highlighting the biggest sporting event of the night. We call that Game Day on The Fan.
Every day on AWOD Radio is Game Day, home of the biggest sports fans in town at 910 The Fan. We'll spotlight the best sporting event of the day here on Game Day. Yeah, right back and I'm here. I got the whole team in here now. It's feeling like Game Day in this Game Day. We are the underdogs of the year. We ranking number one on the list. We put in overtime, so we ready for overtime if the clock ever hits. Gang Day.
All right, Stubb, I mean this with the most respect possible. You're rooting for the Seattle Mariners. And if I curse on this show, you are the one that hits the button.
That's true.
Can I call you Big Dumper, Stubb?
Oh, I guess that's a... Yeah, I'll take that.
I caught you off guard there. Series is tied 3 games apiece between the Mariners and the Blue Jays. I've been rooting for the Blue Jays because they've got Max Scherzer, and I love Vlad Guerrero Jr. You've been supporting Seattle. What do you think about this Game 7, man? It's going to be a ton of fun.
I mean, I'm just hyped for a Game 7. You look over on the other side, it's never seemed like the Dodgers would ever have any kind of competition, and I'm starting to feel like it's going to be that in the World Series too, so I think this is probably going to be the most exciting game of baseball we get in the postseason.
Yeah, Dodgers got past the Reds 2-0. They got past the Phillies 3-1 and then swept the Brewers en route to the World Series. I said all season long, like when we brought Gary Hess on for Baseball Talk, that their lineup is just the best in baseball, and they've got the pitching. I think they do win it all, but Game 7 will decide who they face off against when the World Series begins on Friday, and that's tonight. Mariners against the Blue Jays. Game 7, best two words in sports, and especially in baseball, I love it because everything is on the table, right? I mean, it doesn't matter if a guy pitched last night. You got to give him a shot, right, if he's your best pitcher. Everything is on the table in baseball in a Game 7. That's going to be a ton of fun tonight at 8 p.m. But there are two NFL games as well. We've got Stubb. We've got Jeremy behind the scenes here. Bucks-Lions. That was the AWOD Radio Certified NFL Game of the Week. It will be played tonight, Monday Night Football. I think Detroit wins this game, but I would not be surprised if it ended with a Baker Mayfield game-winning drive, because that has been the theme of the Bucs season this year. I will pick the Lions, but I'm not touching that 6.5-point spread either. I think this could be a really close game.
I need to look at their injury report, although seemingly it doesn't matter with this team. I'm a bit jealous of that. Is Mike Evans back? Maybe. Is Egbuka back? Maybe. I think if they got everyone back, this offense is just too good. I think Tampa might be the best team in the NFL. I would pick them, especially with the spread.
Yeah, the injuries don't look good for them, though. It is Emeka Buka, questionable. We know Chris Godwin's out. I haven't seen anything that says that Mike Evans is definitely a go. I know it was positive news. Like, with the Commanders on the Monday night game, right, we knew when Terry didn't practice Saturday, they were out. Well, Mike Evans was a participant in practice Saturday, which makes him a game-time decision for tonight. I don't know. I don't think they rush him back.
Yeah, that's how Bucky,
right?
Too.
It's a hamstring.
Yeah.
That's the same thing with Jaden. It's a hamstring. You'd be very careful with a hamstring. Abuka, for some reason, it seems like more likely, maybe because he's younger, and it didn't seem like it was as significant as a hamstring injury, given the fact that like 6 days later he might be ready to play. But part of the injuries is the reason I'm going with Detroit. Texans, Seattle. You know, we're saying the same thing in Washington here right now. The season feels like it's over. In Houston, they had an awesome rookie year from C.J. Stroud, and he had a bit of a sophomore slump. According to many, many insiders, I think they made the playoffs. It's not a slump. But it's a – what would the word for this be? It's a junior slump for sure. It's not a junior jump.
Yeah.
I think their season's on the line tonight. What do you think?
I think so, too. I mean, they're on a two-game win streak right now, which helps build a little bit of momentum. But I think their O-line is just not good enough to give CJ a chance to win games like this.
Yeah, and you look at the way the schedule heatens up for them over the next 3 weeks. 49ers, Broncos, Jaguars. All three of those teams seem to be kind of trending in the right direction. I'd probably pick all three of them over Houston. But those three games are at home. This one tonight is on the road in Seattle, and the 12 seem to always make a difference in a close game. At Lumen Field there, they get wild. They get super loud. The decibel level goes up and up and up and up, and I think the Seattle Seahawks will win this game at home, and I think they'll cover that 3.5-point spread. That is AWOD's pick for Monday Night Football. Appreciate everybody listening to the show here on a Misery Monday. We will get the latest from Dan Quinn about 3:30, and we'll be live tomorrow from the studio. Myself and Michael Phillips will bring you the latest with the injury update to Jaden Daniels. We will take a look at our next opponent, the Kansas City Chiefs, and also it will be a Touchdown Tuesday, so it won't be all doom and gloom tomorrow on AWOD Radio. Stubb, did you have a highlight of your weekend that you wanted to get to here? We had Shucktoberfest at River City Roll. That was awesome. I went out and had a great meal with my mom. She was visiting. We went to Enoteca Sogna in the Bellevue area. Oh, my goodness, was that really excellent. I ate way too much bread. They served the bread. I asked for more bread. I mean, bread and olive oil. It is.
It's hard not to eat when they put it in front of you. Oh,
I know. It's so good, especially when it's freshly made like that. Did you have a highlight of your weekend?
Yeah, I went on a beautiful hike near Charlottesville in those mountains near like Carter Mountain. Beautiful, beautiful hike. Very difficult, but it was awesome, and we got a fantastic burger. And I think it was called The River in Waynesboro. That was a life-changing burger after a hike like
awesome.
That.
Awesome. Are you a big fan of hiking?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was slacking for a while, but these last couple months I've been getting back in it.
I love a hike that does not include a steep incline. You know what I mean? Like, I don't like to go up mountains, but I'll go through
steep.
A trail. G&D coming up next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.